Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Shawanda, S-H-I-W-A-N-D-A, Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E. Shawanda Chance is a 43-year-old woman who reports she injured her lower back at work on 8/9/18 when she was lifting a crate of beer. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving the active treatment. Period. New paragraph, per the medical record supplied, Ms. Chance was seen by Dr. Zook on 8/9/18. Period. She stated she was lifting a case of beer at work and felt pain in her lower back. Period. She denied any previous injury to the lower back. Period. Pain level was 10/10. Period. She denied ever smoking, period. He found severe restriction of range of motion. Period. Special tests could not be performed due to pain. Period. He had her undergo lumbar spine x-rays that did not show any significant abnormalities. Pretty diagnosed her with a lumbar sprain and placed her in a brace and referred her for therapy. Pretty also recommended use of Motrin. Period. She did participate in physical therapy. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 9/17/18 to be inserted. Period. On 9/19/18, Dr. Zook reviewed these results with her, noting it showed herniated nucleus pulposus at L5-S1 with L5 nerve impingement on the left side. Period. Then referred her for pain management consultation. Period. Paragraph, the petitioner was seen in that regard by Dr. Pulser, beginning 10/12/18. Period. He noted the lower back was worse than the leg pain. Period. They discussed interventional injection treatment, which she declined. Period. She was also seen or surgically by Dr. Delasote. Scratch that. She followed up with Dr. Zook over the ensuing months. Appeared on 10/31/18. She related her symptoms were improving, but she had not worked since it was slow at work. Appeared, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement from an orthopedic standpoint. Period. Paragraph. However, Ms. Chance returned to Dr. Zook on 8/24/20. Period. She had not worked at Crema Beverage since September 2018. Period. She was currently working as a bus driver for a daycare, which she started doing in April of 2019. Period. She had She was diagnosed with lumbar radiculopathy and sprain. Period. He ordered a repeat lumbar MRI to be compared to the prior study. Period. The repeat MRI was done on 9/11/20 to be inserted. Period. She followed up with Dr. Zook to review these results on 9/14/20. Period. He kept her on activity restrictions. Period. Ms. Chance returned on 1/19/21 when he noted conservative care had been completed. Period. No further orthopedic treatment was indicated. Period. She again was not interested in pain management. Appeared he recommended an early surgical consultation and concluded she had reached maximum medical improvement from an orthopedic standpoint. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Chance was seen neurosurgically by Dr. De La Soda on 3/10/21. Period. His assessment was lumbar radiculopathy as well as cervicalgia. Period. He reviewed her therapy notes from 8/14/18 through 9/5/18. Period. He recommended further diagnostic testing. Period. On 4/9/21, she underwent lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted here. Period. She also underwent an EMG by Dr. Falcone on 4/14/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. De La Soda reviewed these results with her on 5/3/21. Period. He noted the EMG was a normal study. Period. The rest of those results will be inserted as marked. Period. Straight leg raise and maneuver was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Period. She had restricted range of motion in all directions, in the lower back as well as in the neck. Period. He recommended consideration for lumbar myelogram and post-CAT scan. If symptoms persist after conservative treatment, period, he recommended further therapy and a pain management evaluation. Period. The paragraph, she saw Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, on 5/28/21. Period. His assessment was lumbar radiculopathy, for which he recommended possible steroid taper versus transforaminal epidural steroid injection. However, her blood pressure was uncontrolled, and they were unable to do this. She was told to see a cardiologist and follow up after she is cleared. She was also very hesitant on getting any injections for the back. She was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed there was a lateral longitudinal scar measuring 7 inches in length about the right knee. Period. There was swelling and an effusion about the right knee. Period. There were also healed portal scars about the right knee. Period. Motion of the left hip was full, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 95 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Then normal through. She had non-localizing diminished pinprick sensation around the left foot, but this was intact otherwise. Period. She explained one side of her knee scar is numb. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the right. Period. She was unable to stand or walk on her heels or toes on the right. Period. She changed positions fluidly, but was unable to squat. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period. Extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. She was tender across the waistline in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 65 degrees elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 8/9/18. She won the chance. Felt pain in her lower back after lifting a container of liquid. Period. She was seen that same day by Dr. Zook. Period. He initiated her on appropriate conservative measures. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 9/17/18 to be inserted here. In the paragraph, she was evaluated by Dr. Polster, but declined pursuing injection therapy. Period. Dr. Zook then deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. However, Ms. Chance returned to him in 2021, period. He had her, scratch that, in 2020, period. She then underwent a repeat lumbar MRI in 9/11/20 to be inserted here. Period. She had an EMG by Dr. Falcone on 4/14/21. That was normal. Period. She had no surgical consultation with Dr. De La Soda, but again declined interventional treatment. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raises, the maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. The latter did not elicit radicular symptoms below the knees, making them inconsequential. Period. She had issues with her right knee, impacting her gait on the right. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had full range motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. In paragraph, this case represents 5% permanent partial total disability, referable to the lower back. Period. Pre-existing degenerative changes contribute to this assessment. Period. End.